Your Christmas song, what is it? What is your Christmas song or your particular collection of songs? For me, the big three of a Christmas Eve service would be, O Come All Ye Faithful, Joy to the World, and Silent Night. And I suspect that's pretty much everybody's favorite. Apart from those, what ones stand out to you? For me, O Come, Emmanuel, that is the kickoff of the Advent season. Whenever I hear O Little Town of Bethlehem, I think of the backstory. The man who wrote it had been a chaplain during the war between the states and had seen so much, he was very discouraged. And it was a trip to the Holy Land that helped him regain his hope. As I've said in other settings, there are secular Christmas songs that for different reasons speak to me and I suspect speak to others. I'll Be Home for Christmas, a song from the Second World War that was number one for every week in December of 1943 and every week in January 1944. Re-released in December 1944 and went to number one again. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Finding Joy in the Midst of a Challenging Situation. Different reasons a song will hit us. I've never fully analyzed it, but the contemporary recent song, Hey Santa, by Wilson Phillips, for some reason just hits me right. Some songs are a bit melancholy or have a hint of that. There's a song, it is not a true Christmas song, but gets airplay. Another Auld Lang Syne, where the singer talks about meeting an old girlfriend, happenstance, on Christmas Eve, and some sadness in their lines. I've wondered why songs like that get played in the midst of sleigh bells and Baby It's Cold Outside, as well as Joy to the World. I think it is because these songs of faith, as well as these secular songs, speak to our deepest hopes and fears of all the years that we meet at this time in the calendar. Today, we have lit the candle of joy, and we have heard the third servant song from Isaiah, and we have heard the angel song to the shepherds. Now, I'm saying today, as I have said before, and I will say again about the shepherds. We have that traditional positive image. If you grew up in Sunday school, your King David, who is the shepherd boy who becomes the king. And in those days, it was humble work. You give it to the youngest of the family. But 900 years have passed, at least, since the time of King David and the birth of Jesus. And at that point, shepherds had a sketchy reputation, a little rough around the edges. The image that I have used for several years that still sticks with me is, imagine oil field workers in Midland and Odessa. That's about a modern day equivalent of the shepherds in terms of how they were seen. And it was to them that the angels gave this message of joy as well as peace. It reminds us that this message comes for simple folk. The Magi hear the news and respond in Matthew's gospel. Now we can assume, based on scriptural evidence, that they had a certain level of learning, that they had the means to travel, and the means to bring such gifts, and really the means to have enough muscle with them that they could travel with gold and not be robbed. I mean, let's just put it out there. It was probably an entourage, not the three that we traditionally have and we see out there. It was probably an entourage that came. In some respects, they are the elite, but they are outside the family of faith. They are seekers, a representative of our seekers, if the shepherds are those on the edge. In both these stories, we see God reaching out to us and see us reaching out in the ordinary, everyday life. They are doing their job. They've got the night shift with the sheep. They're just doing their job, and to that, God reaches out to them. God reaches to us in our homes, in our communities. Now, I believe in the power of special events and special places. I know for many of you, when you cross the boundary into Mo Ranch, you want to take off your shoes, for you have entered holy ground. I have special memories of Montreat and youth conferences there. I think of special events and how I have sensed the presence of the Lord. This passage reminds us that, yes, there are the special events, but God reaches into us in the everyday with joy. In our servant song, we see trust and obedience despite suffering. One could say even joy despite the challenges. The servant, and we see this as a prophecy of Christ, the servant says, "The Lord has given me the tongue of those who are taught, drawing strength and joy from God's instruction. And I have set my face like flint." We see here later vindication as well. Elizabeth Elliot said, "The secret of Christ is Christ in me. Not me in a different set of circumstances. The secret is Christ in me, not me in a different set of circumstances." Ultimately, joy found here in trust and obedience. And in both cases, God initiates. For Isaiah, joy is found while doing what the servant is called to do. And the shepherds find the joy doing what they knew they had to do. We see here God at work in our everyday. An opportunity presents itself and people can respond. In a time of challenge, the Lord has provided for you in an amazing way. You can reflect back on that. I know of some who have even created books of remembrance, a basic journal where the Lord provides, we write it down, we go back and review. I know of a man who kept a file of stories of how the Lord had provided. A church community unites around a particular need. Small acts of love that come along our way. Small gestures. I know of a couple where it's a second marriage for both, and so they found it better for the extended family to simply say, this is the day we will celebrate Christmas as a family, and you all are invited. And the wife, who is a nurse, every year volunteers to work on Christmas so that somebody else can spend it at home. A small act of service there. Know of a situation in a large family, and some finances had to be settled from the parents' estate. And one of the brothers was in charge and worked hard to be fair for everybody, but two of the sisters didn't think it was handled right. There was a bit of a tiff. They got over it and apologized, but there seemed to be a gap. Sometime later, that brother's son-in-law, his daughter's husband, was deployed, and the two sisters found their opportunity and went for it to overwhelmingly support their niece at that time, a way to say, yes, the rift is healed. Joy was found. Like the shepherds, we can respond to God's great news with awe and praise. In the worship that occurred then and later, and to even share with others. This time we can cultivate the joy that we find. I encourage you to embrace the joy of this season, wherever you find it, knowing that as you go about doing your Christmas tasks with your family and friends and neighbors, that the joy of the Lord will in turn find you. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now I invite you to stand and sing hymn 143, Angels from the Realms of Glory.